This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Boy, I'll tell you what a difference a day makes weather-wise, right? It's nice, it's calm, it's hot as all get out. But not looking at any of the serious storms that we saw yesterday, so that is actually a nice little part of it. Donald Trump, say what you will about the guy, he has got guts, right? He's in the middle of a press conference. First, he spoke to the National Association of Black Journalists, and then he put himself right in the middle of a press conference. And you notice what he's doing? He's answering every single solitary question. You know what else is happening? Did you see this? Did you hear it? Are you watching it? Are you aware of it? Those press people are asking follow-up questions. You know what Donald Trump is doing? He's answering them. He's not hiding in the White House basement like Joe Biden. He's not hiding like Kamala Harris. It's been 10 days since she was anointed as the Democrat Party standard bearer without a single solitary vote in a primary or a caucus. Many have used the term coup. I don't know. I mean, coup ordinarily refers to the governmental status, right? You remove a sitting governor, president, or chairman of the Soviet, I don't know, you know, whatever the name is. Then the coup is you remove them, and it's not through a process of electoral activity. Okay. Well, they haven't removed Joe Biden, or have they removed Joe Biden? Did they, in fact, remove Joe Biden in a de facto sort of way a couple of years back when they realized that he just didn't know what the hell he was talking about or why he was talking about it? Kamala Harris has spent the last 10 days being showered with adoration and love and high fives and hugs and kisses. She has been able to get a whole bunch of money. But she hasn't actually answered a single solitary question. When will Kamala Harris have a press conference? That would be my question. Shouldn't we, the people, be entitled to find out what it is that she's in favor of or opposed to? I know we have a lifetime of her feeding at the public trough to look at, but, well, now you're running for president. And 2 weeks ago, you weren't running for president. 2 weeks ago, you were telling us that Joe Biden was one of the smartest, most talented, most capable people you had ever met. And you looked and you loved working with him every single day. And he was totally on his game and everything was fine. And if you voted for Donald Trump, democracy was at stake and there'd be no more sliced bread. And you get an ingrown toenail and bad breath. I mean, anything bad could happen. And it would if you voted for Donald Trump. But you just vote for Joe Biden, who's absolutely positively on his game, and well, there you go. And now, 10 days later, oh, yeah, it's me. I'm running for president. No, I'm not answering any questions about what I would do. Okay. Then I'm just going to look at your past record and base all of my assessments on your prior record. It's the only thing I can do. Donald Trump played a little, played around a little bit, as you heard in that clip from Fox News. Well, you know, our whole campaign was geared towards Joe Biden. Don't believe that for a second. That, I think, is part of Donald Trump in many ways, invoking the old Muhammad Ali boxing gimmick, which was rope-a-dope. Remember that? Ali would just sort of lay on the ropes, man, and he would take these shots, and there were some solid shots, but Ali was a solid guy, and he would just take shot after shot after shot after shot, and then his opponents had given it all. Oh, they were slugging at 110%. Then they were exhausted. And that's when Muhammad Ali would get off the ropes, and a couple of those jabs of his, he'd knock them out. I think that's what Donald Trump is doing right there with the, oh, yeah, you know, we only prepared for Joe Biden. We never could have imagined that Kamala Harris would be the opponent. So, you know, we're just kind of making up ground here. The lemmings in the legacy news media ranks, of course, are happy to hear that because that's what they believe. Oh, Trump's an idiot. So they'll continue. They'll lap it up. That one, I think Trump is ahead on. When Trump talks about whether Kamala Harris is black or Indian, I just don't think there's all that much to be gained with that discussion. I'm just going to tell you flat out. Now, he is right that Kamala Harris in the past has talked about being the first Indian American, not American Indian. I mean, there's a difference, right? Her mother is from India. Her father is from Jamaica. She's talked about having Jamaican heritage. She's talked about having Indian heritage. And what seems to have happened with Kamala Harris is that whatever was beneficial at the time is what she put forward. In other words, typical career hack politician activity. No shock there. You do need to also take into account Kamala Harris and the family spent a good chunk of time in Montreal. Her parents were college professors. They're smart people. They wound up teaching at Stanford. I have mixed feelings about Stanford.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What can I tell you? I mean, Stanford has a lot of my money. Oh, man, they got a lot of my money that they've taken or I've given. Well, whichever way it was, they got a lot of my money. And her parents were both professors there. She doesn't come from a working class background. Many have said she hasn't had the, quote, typical black experience in America, unquote. I'm not exactly sure what that is. And I'm not exactly sure why it needs to be relevant to this discussion, except that Kamala Harris, a little bit like Hillary Clinton, she does the pandering stuff. And that's really ugly. It's sad, too, but it's really ugly. It's very uncomfortable. And she does that quite a bit. Well, how about the issues? Dr. Peter Navarro was with us yesterday. He said, look, we've got issues. Now, I don't mean issues like, you know, Frank Costanza had issues. I mean issues. Issues like we have an economy in the toilet. We have a situation where real, honest-to-goodness Americans are having a tough time filling the grocery cart when they go to the grocery store, where they're having a tough time filling their car with gasoline. We have a world in which the United States has looked like we are perceived now as that little itty bitty clown car. People laugh at us. People ridicule the United States. And that is because of Biden and Harris. And then you have the lies right to your face. Right to your face. Well, I was never the border czar. Yeah, you were. I was there. I was watching it. And I watched it over and over and over again when Joe Biden appointed you to be in charge of the border. I mean, no offense there, Madam Vice President, but you had exactly one job during the last 4 years, and that was the border. And I don't think that has worked out all that well. Well, I guess we're going to see. We're 100 days out from the election. It's not the only thing we're talking about, you understand. But when I jump in here and I'm listening to Donald Trump in a press conference situation and answering every single question, not missing a beat, I just feel compelled to talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have it, Jeremy? The other thing is this. We had a couple of those nasty little gremlins yesterday, but I think we're good today. I'll say that as I knock on wood. But, Jeremy, yeah, do me a favor. Just grab that Biden clip. Let's share that.
I've asked her, the VP, today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help us. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border.
Yeah, in other words, the border, that's her job. Hi, Kamala, the border is your job. These are the people that you'll be doing the job for, and we're off and running. or we're not, but there it is. I didn't make it up. I couldn't make it up. Let's be honest here, friends. There's so much that you couldn't make up if you stayed up all night drinking espresso. You just would not have the energy or the mind power to make this stuff up. We are living in the book 1984 right now. And Big Brother, in many ways, is this combination of big tech, legacy news media, and the vast majority of the Democrats on the national level. They're just going in and erasing stuff. Nope, she was never the border czar. Well, there's no official title, border czar. No kidding. But we have it right there. Joe Biden saying, hey, Kamala Harris is going to be in charge of our border. What else do you need to hear? Well, he didn't say czar. Okay, he also didn't belch. I mean, why is either one of those relevant? That's all I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. What is it? I'll tell you what it is. It's rewriting history. That whole thing with the attempted assassination on President Trump's life. I talked about how there seemed to be suppression on Google, and then there was suppression on Google with the autofill. You know, you start typing in a couple of letters or words, and AI knows exactly what you're looking for, and it comes up, and it wasn't filling it in for the Trump attempted assassination. And then we had a couple of people, and I said, hey, Jeff, I just tried it and it worked. I shared that on the air. Great. Looks like they're changing it. Then I get a note this morning from somebody saying, no, looks like it's the same as it was. So I don't know. I'm just here to share with you that there are people who are very concerned, not with you, not with me, not with the country. These are not people who care about America or actual Americans. These are people who care about controlling America and controlling Americans. That's what makes them dangerous. And there's a lot of that going on right now. So we've got one of our friends, Dan Schneider, coming up in about 20 minutes or so from the Media Research Center. Man, oh man, they are all over this. And Dan is going to share a number of items that MRC is covering in that regard. Mike Dickinson, man, once again. Dickinson making national news. You'll remember. But it has a feel like that, doesn't it? It does. Like, all right, all of a sudden, all these people in Richmond are making all these massive donations to Democrats. And you go, but we know that section of Richmond. And we know what the apartment rents for. It's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be quite on the up and up. And now it's all over national news outlets. And Jason Meares, the attorney general of our beloved Commonwealth, says he's aware of it and he's looking into it. So I am eagerly awaiting the result of that investigation as well. All right, it is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.